It's a new day in Myanmar. Do you know why? Well, stick around and find out why it matters. Updates about the church in China and Iran are on their way, too. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So a new day appears to be dawning in Southeast Asia. Parliamentary elections were held in Burma, also known as Myanmar, this weekend.
This is actually the first free general election in 25 years. Burma has been under military rule for 5 decades.
Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says votes are still coming in, but initial results show a win for the National League for Democracy. And if that's the case,
the people believe that that will mean more freedom, less oppression. There has been a lot of genocide, a lot of ethnic cleansing.
Christians are among those persecuted by the government, but they don't react like you might expect.
They're very joyful. They're very forgiving. They actually pray for the soldiers that persecute them.
And here's what you can do to help Christians in Myanmar.
Just pray that it's a peaceful transition to democracy and that God's purposes would be done in these elections.
So let me ask you, in 2 years, are you going to remember what's happened in Myanmar? Maybe, if you lived through it. The same is true for what's been going on in the Philippines. It's been 2 years since Typhoon Haiyan demolished the Philippines' Samar Island, and Food for the Hungry has been rebuilding more than just the practical needs. By equipping and urging churches to be an act of change, the communities are growing stronger than ever before, and people are coming to Christ, remembering heart where it counts. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, China spent the last few months tearing the crosses off of 1,200 churches. China Aid's Bob Vu says the government called the effort a public safety issue. Social media furor over it died down pretty quick. So was it really a skyline beautification effort? Vu says no.
One document says the reason the government have this campaign is to, quote, contain the overheated growth of Christianity. End the quote.
In fact, the area where this was concentrated was in the belt buckle of China's Bible Belt to the registered churches in the city of Wenzhou in the Zhejiang province. The lull isn't a good thing.
I think Zhejiang is just used as an experiment province. Further, a bigger campaign could be coming very soon.
Pray for believers. They're bolder than ever about what the cross means to them.
We can pray that this kind of spirit of perseverance should, you know, can be sustainable. I mean, the government has launched a major crackdown.
And sometimes hope comes in the most subtle of ways. Sadegh was a young Iranian man looking for answers. His life consisted of rock music, drugs, and alcohol, but he still felt empty. Soon after discovering a music television program by Sat7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, he began finding some answers. And now Sadegh is living for God. Find the full story as well as prayer and action points for what you just heard at missionnews.org. And God still loves people, even when they mess up. Beautiful Feet International is trying to do the same at the pregnancy centers. But first, Melissa Highland of Beautiful Feet shares how they came up with the ministry name.
The name comes from the verses in the Bible in Romans 10:15 and also in Isaiah, where it says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. That is the purpose of Beautiful Feet International, is to bring the good news of Jesus Christ around the world.
The curriculum used by the pregnancy centers help women and girls prepare for a future, and they also get exposed to the Word of God.
Almost all of the girls that come in end up trusting Christ as Savior. We see over and over again, not just that the women trust Christ, but that the fathers trust Christ, the grandparents trust Christ.
This month, Beautiful Feet is opening their 7th pregnancy center, and many hands make light work. Details are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. With all of the bad news you hear coming from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.